Three Spokane Municipal Court judges are up for re-election this year. There's one contested race for the seat now held by Matthew Antush, but the other two judges are unopposed. Mary Logan has held a seat on the Spokane Municipal Bench since 2009.
We handle everything from parking tickets to red light enforcement, and then business code violations, and then directly into the criminal code. So anything from driving suspended in the third degree up through DUIs and domestic violence cases.
That court does not handle murders and rapes. It is the venue that most people are likely to encounter firsthand, and the volume reflects that.
Running probably on average maybe 10 to 12,000 criminal cases per year. And then, you know, the other like 60,000 parking tickets and infractions.
Municipal court has also shown a willingness to experiment. One of those experiments came years ago when Logan and her colleagues created a community court. It takes legal proceedings out of the courtroom and into less intimidating and less formal sites, such as community centers, and it connects defendants with the services they need. Logan still dispenses justice there at least 2 days a week, though the court has had to adjust to the realities of the pandemic. For months, it operated online, which isn't ideal considering its clientele are often without homes or not able to access technology. Many people never showed for their court appearances. And now Logan says the court is mostly back to business in person, though not fully back to normal.
The part that isn't in person, because the treatment agencies are not able or even desirous of that, is that face-to-face warm handoff with somebody there.
Mary Logan is unopposed for another term, and so is Kristen O'Sullivan, who was appointed to the court by Mayor Nadine Woodward in January. O'Sullivan had been serving as a municipal court commissioner.
It allowed me, you know, to handle civil infractions, which got, good exposure in dealing with the community, because a lot of the people that the commissioners see are not represented. They're civil infractions. They are not entitled to court-appointed representation. Some of them do hire attorneys. So it gave me a good experience as far as dealing with the public and, you know, really assuring, myself that I had the temperament to be a judicial officer.
O'Sullivan has worked as a prosecutor here in Spokane and in Benton counties and as a defense attorney in Western Washington. During her time as a municipal court judge this year, she says she has worked to get to know the people who come before her, though COVID has limited face-to-face connections. And now she's up for election and presenting herself to voters.
If you were to look at my resume, I have dedicated my entire career to the criminal justice system in different capacities. I mean, starting when I was back in college during the summers and holidays, I would work in my hometown. I'd work for the clerk's office. So I got great exposure on what a court system is like, how it runs, the different types of cases.
O'Sullivan says she's eager to preside over a municipal courtroom in Spokane for another 4 years. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.